profile this woman, Jessica Arbunavaj, has something for you, because straight guys won't say anything. You know, they'll say it behind the girl's back.
Yeah.
They say it behind their back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, straight guys would be like, oh, that girl is dirty. She's this and this. Meanwhile, they stink too. But the point is, you know, straight guys don't say it. And then girlfriends are like embarrassed to be like, oh, hey, girl, you know, you need to freshen up down there.
Yes.
But like your gay best friend will be like, girl, you need to take care of that with the polished woman vagina wash.
I know. You know, we should talk about this. How do you approach your, you know, I really had this the whole dilemma on how to approach someone when I smell them, you know, when I smell them, not me, but smell them. Like, you know, do I approach them in a way where, hey, you know, because you don't want to offend them, but I'm
but
you know,
hold on, all, pause.
Yeah. Yeah.
But their odor is offensive.
Well, yeah, but if you're close to them, how do you tell them in a nice way?
Very easily. Your odor offends me, so excuse me if I offend you.
Oh my gosh. We have to talk about these etiquettes and stuff and how to talk to, you know, someone that you love.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Jess, let's say that I'm your girlfriend. Okay.
Yes.
And we're at a little cocktail party and you smell like an odor coming from me.
Yeah.
How would you approach me and what would you say?
I will be, you know me, I tell people.
No, just tell me. Like say that my name is Max. I'm your best girlfriend and I have my vagina smells.
Hey, Maxie. Oh my gosh. I hope you're not going to be mad at me, but you know, I'm your friend. I love you. And you know, I'm concerned about you. I mean, I hope you won't get mad, but I need to tell you this. You know,
what, Jess? What is wrong? Why would I get mad at you?
Well, because I don't want people talking about you. You know, so
what
I
mean?
Have to
Why
be.
Would
I
they
have
talk
to be.
About me?
I have to be frank and be straight with you that I kind of like smell something a little bit.
What do you mean? What do you smell? My perfume?
Well, no, it's. I don't know if it's the odor down there or the odor on your armpit.
Are you saying that my pussy smells?
Well, I don't know. So maybe we have to figure it out which one smells. So you know, I'm here
but
to
Jess,
help you.
But Jess, why would you know how to fix this? What makes you the expert?
Because, Lav, I as soon as I was de-virginized, my mom alone took me to the gynecologist and had my vagina cleansed, like washed, like, and move. I'm like, I was just telling my daughter this. I said, oh my God. I said, you know, my mom took me to this, made me open my legs. And then the doctor started douching my vagina. I was like, oh my gosh. And you know, I've been using it since I was 15 years old and my vagina is not dry.
Well, you there know? You go. And now, but forgetting the past, in the present, you could be like, girl, you know I have a vagina wash. I think that's the way to do it. You know, if you smell your friend's nasty vagina, you'd be like, hey, girl, you know my new product? It's for everybody. You should use it. Oh, my God, you'll love it. I think that's how you say it. You don't make them feel embarrassed or uncomfortable like, girl, your pussy smells. Be like, girl, did you try my new product? What's your new product? I have vagina wash. Give it to your girlfriends. Here's samples.
Yeah.
I think that's how you do it.
I know.
Promote yourself. Promote the brand, the Polish Woman Vagina Wash.
I know. And the wipes, you know, instead of using tissue paper, use the wipes. It's already like.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Jess, I think you need to take a bunch of the little samples. And when you go to your girlfriend's house, just like leave them in the powder room.
Actually, that's so true. That's one way of saying, hey, use this.
Right. That's so funny. But you know what? We can talk about this all day long. You know what? Yeah. We should have a different show. You know, you and Dr. Grace are what? The doctor and the diva, right?
Yeah. Now, it's time for me to advise Dr. Grace.
Right. And not about, you know, what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But you know, and like you and me, we should have a show like the diva and the diva. No. Well, you know, I love you, Jess. And I'm so glad that you showed up today to, you know, even if we're just putting a smile on your faces, ladies, that's why Jess wanted to be here today. And so let's set up the show. We have like one more minute to set up the show. So tell us about the show. And then, you know, we have to say we love Ronan, Ronan's no longer with LA Talk Radio. He is happy trails, Ronan.
Yes.
And so now Sam is back in the studio with us.
Love
so if you're
Sam.
Questioning
Thank
why
you.
We say Sam and not Ronan, Sam is back on the board. So we welcome Sam back to the show. And we welcome you all for watching. Remember to follow Jess at The Polished Woman on Instagram and Twitter. Slide into her DMs if you have any questions about maybe your vagina or maybe your relationship.
Or anything, text relationship.
Her. Jess is the best friend that you always have had. You just have never reached out to.
Yes. Thank you so much. And don't forget, every Mondays at 1 p.m. on LA Talk Radio, The Polished Woman Show.
Yeah. And now on Podbean, we're on every podcasting platform.
Yes.
So if you feel like you missed us, you could always come to letalkradio.com/TPW for The Polished Woman, or you can go right into, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. So Jess, tell us about the show.
Okay, I love the show. It's a fun show. You know, it's not heavy. It's something light. And because, and we know we just came back, everything just opened. I know people will start dating and stuff. I've seen them yesterday. Actually, it's so cute, in the place where we went to, people are starting dating. So I think this is a good way to open up the dating world again and talk about being single and getting out there and finding the right man for you. And
who were the guests on the show?
Oh, it's Jessica Hubert and Liz Ocampo. They've been single. They've been, 30 years. They're both 30 years old, like under 30s. And then we have Tamara.
Tamara celebrated 11 years with her husband. They were married 11 years yesterday. So, hey, Tamara, we wish you well.
Tamara.
Congratulations. Tamara, when on my show, Max and Friends, Tamara was my sex expert. She would come on the show all the time. Yeah. I used to turn over my entire show to Tamara and her husband. They used to come on, and if I were away during the summer, Tamara would come on, and she would just be, advise. So when we were doing this show, Jess was like, Max, who can I have do this show? I'm like, there's only one person, and that's Tamara. So Tamara Montana, when she was on my show, was Tamara Bowman. Yeah. We love you, Tamara. This is a great, informative show, ladies.
Very good.
Tell them, if you're going out there and you're getting ready to date, this is the show you want to watch.
This is the show, single ladies. This is the show that you want to watch. Even for, the 20s, right? 20s, even.
Women who are married, or in a relationship, you don't have to be single. Because this is a show that, you might forget how to date. How many date nights do you go on? And Jess talks about the way to have a strong marriage is to have date nights, schedule them. You forget. I had a friend of mine, and she's a teacher and her husband, and they have a daughter. Uh-huh. And I said to her, I'm not going to mention her name, but I said, bring your daughter over to my house. I'll babysit her. She's 13, perfect age. I'll babysit her. She can play the cello. And you and your husband just go on a date.
No, it's
go on a date night.
Look,
Jessica, she started crying. She's like, I need that so badly. I just need that so badly. And I'm not talking about like just go to dinner with the one that you love and get just the two of you and get lost in each other's love.
Oh, that's so nice.
See what I learned from the show?
I know. Whoever you are, enjoy your date night. Love, it's super important. How we haven't been, my husband and I, we haven't been anywhere for like a year.
How can you have been?
No. So yesterday it was just like a whole day. Even if we were with our family, we just walked the whole day. Walk simple, nothing. You know what I mean? Like nothing extravagant.
That's all you need. Walk,
all you need. I literally prayed this morning. I told God, I said, you know what? This was one of the happiest day of my entire life.
Oh.
It was so simple, but we laughed so hard. We ate hot dogs, simple, everything. I did karaoke, but I told my husband, I said, just walking, and not being in the car, just walking, holding hands. It's so important because when you're at home and not doing it, you don't realize, oh my gosh,
It's a connection.
It's a connection.
You wanted a connection.
Yeah.
But I think that's so important too, is especially after pandemic, human touch.
Yes.
We always say, do you hear me? Do you see me? Do I matter? But
yeah.
It's like, hold my hand. Look into my eyes, let's just hug again, and I think that's the beauty of this show and dating and your advice to women is that the simplest things are the most memorable. So this show, you know, it wasn't a simple show because it's not easy to talk about being single and dating.
Oh,
but
gosh,
it's
yeah.
a memorable one. And I'm glad that we're airing it today. Jess, you look beautiful, as always.
Well, thank you.
So I think we need to turn the show over to Sam. But before I say goodbye and let Sam do his thing, what do you want every woman watching and listening to the show right now to do?
Well, you know what? I want them to listen to the show and then wait until the end. I have a very special message there at the end that is super important for all of you women, especially the single ones. Yeah. Remember that you are precious. Remember that you are, you know, valuable. So you're a polished woman. You know, you are a polished diamond. You know what I mean? Yeah. So take care of you. Take care of yourself and love you.
So, and then give love.
And give love to the next person that you see after watching our show and listening to our show.
The polished woman.
The polished woman. So that's my take home for today.
What do you want women to take with them into this week?
They're precious. You know, you gotta have to take care of yourself and love yourself and you know, and that
absolutely.
Love that you will develop within you. When you have that, it's so easy to give it away. It's so easy to give and love.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so
you know
easy.
What? Let's give time away now to the show.
Yes.
Jess, I love doing these intros with you. You know, when we do this in the future,
so nice.
We have to do this.
Right?
So I love the new format of the show. And ladies, when we're back, we're technically on hiatus right now. But when we're back next week, there's a whole new format. You're going to love it. We're going to love you watching it. And follow Jess. Slide into her DMs at The Polish Woman. Jess, I love you. And ladies,
I love you.
Right now,
The Polish Woman.
Jessica Arbuthnot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there, Polished Women! Oh my gosh, I'm excited for today's topic! Although I'm not dating, I'm married, but I'm excited about this whole topic! Because we hear terms like ghosting, benching, and nagging in relation to the potential problems with dating, and they sound like unique problems. I don't even know these terms anyway, but I've learned about it for the past few days. But for us, for as long as people have been dating, you've had guys who just stop calling out of the blue, guys who treated girls like an option and not a priority, and guys who thought that the best way to talk to a woman was to break her down. So for as much as dating has changed, there are certain things that haven't, and so the focus shouldn't be on how difficult dating is, but instead how to get out there and find what you're looking for. So I have right now Jessica on my right side and Liz, they're both on their late 20s, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I have Tamara.
Hello,
Tamara. How are you? She is going
to
be our dating expert for this millennial, you know, girls. But before that, I'll tell you something about my story. So before I got married, I was called the manizer. You know, like the womanizer. I'm the manizer. It's something I discuss in my book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, The Polish Woman's Guide to Love, Romance, and Sex, which is a book of the rules I applied to my own dating life. And once I got married, even if a woman doesn't want to be a manizer, though, I think that it's important that she has done clear guidelines and she follows when dating. So I want Tamara to help these two girls, you know, with the rules of dating. Are there actually rules in dating, Tamara?
You know what? I think there's so many people that have come out with rules, and I would say throw them all out.
Mm. Yeah.
Every one
right?
of them. Because what's most important is listening to your heart.
Yes.
Really be internally led and guided. And you know what? If somebody's not calling you back or somebody's not giving you the respect or the love that you're yearning for, it's very easy to say next.
Yeah.
Thank them. Thank them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You are so not for me.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it's all right. We don't have to force love ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Love is naturally who we are, and we're going to gravitate and we're going to be magnetic forces for that love that we are that's looking for us.
Okay.
And I love that Max taught me this a long time ago.
Oh,
he said, what
gosh.
You're looking for is already looking for you.
I know. I think the more you like, the more you look for the guy, the more it's hard to find. But these girls have a question for you. Okay, let's start with Jessica. Jess.
Okay. What would be my number one dating question? I guess I honestly am a habitual, I'm focused on my career when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
But I realize that if I tell a guy that, then if things get serious, then it still always is like we're focused on our career. You know?
Mm.
So it's just a matter go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So Jessica's more of like a career-oriented woman.
I taught human sexuality for many years at Orange Coast College in Orange County, California. And what I used to always tell my kids is that there's a lid for every pot.
Okay.
And whatever your focus is, you don't have to alter. You don't have to change it. You don't have to put yourself in a pretzel where when you're twisted and you're trying to alter who you are for anybody else, when you come untwisted and you fart, like everybody farts, okay?
I love that.
You,
oh, I love
okay?
that.
When that happens, it's like, what?
Right.
You know, they're like, who am I with?
Yeah.
Start out farting. Mm. Start out farting. Start out being who you are. If your career is most important to you, do not change. Do not change.
Absolutely.
If what is really important to you is relationships and then career is second, there's somebody that's looking for you that's in that arena.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
If you know, and you don't have to sacrifice anything. I think that's the big myth, that you have to sacrifice anything to be with someone else. They're an enhancement to your gorgeous, wonderful life. Uh-huh. And when we get that, oh my gosh, you're not going to have to alter anything to be with somebody else ever.
Aww.
Awesome.
But how if you feel like, hold on this, okay? How if you feel like you're already like, you know, you feel this when you reach the age of 35, like, oh, I want to be, I want to have someone serious now. Like, you know, everyone's married and I'm not married yet. You know, like, I want to be in a serious relationship. I want to get married soon. You know, like the 35, that's the time when you want to be in a relationship or serious one.
Sure.
Where you're going to get married and settle down and, you know, be married and have kids. What do you do if you're not yet,
the thing is, because our focus changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've made your mark. You've done the ambitious thing. Okay, so one of the most important things to do is focus on the relationship with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the first physical things you can do is clear out a nightstand, clear out half of your closet, energetically make room for your partner to illuminate him or herself for you. Whoever that is, you're just making room for him. And then do the very thing that you want to do with them. Start doing that for yourself. So start drawing a beautiful bubble bath. You start lighting candles. You go out and you have a glass of wine, or you even if it's just by yourself, but you are preparing yourself to be available and open and an extension of love like nobody's business. So when that becomes a priority, okay, so you're 35, done the career thing, okay, now it's time for you. And relationships are going to be an extension of the relationship you have with yourself.
Wow.
So how well do you enjoy your company? Can you go out, you know, just by yourself and, you know, have a glass of wine or meet just people, and just, you are already putting out those pheromones that say, I am ready, I am juicy, I am loving, I am amazing.
I love that.
So you exude that Okay, you exude that energy, and yeah. you're going to attract someone who's going to treat you like you're treating yourself.
Good.
I it makes agree. Sense. Yeah, like makes sense. Yeah.
Manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, manifesting it. How about you, Liz? Do you have any questions for Tamara?
I think my question or my problem has to do with social media and dating. Mm. I feel like it's not really real. Do you know, like, yeah. I don't know, I think like social mm-hmm. media makes yeah. everything so much harder in life, especially like us being 20 and that's mm-hmm. all we focus on is like social media.
Yeah.
So I just, how do you do social media and dating and like dating on social media and then meeting in person? You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like
yeah.
that whole
I'm
situation
old fashioned.
Is so
I like
yeah.
to meet
hard.
The I like to yeah. meet the guy. I don't like to do the social media or internet dating. It kind of yeah. creeps me out.
Yeah. yeah.
Even though I'm, because
like
we're
all the
lucky.
Apps too.
I've it's, never done oh a dating app. It creeps me out yeah. only because I like physical connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, like, it's easy to know if you click with someone right away.
Yeah.
I've had an instance where my friend tried to set me up on a blind date and texting was great.
Yeah.
But when we went on a date, it was horrible. There was no connection there.
Yeah, because
so
they,
I'm like,
men
okay.
don't really talk anymore, right?
No, not even.
Yeah.
It's just like, physically it wasn't there.
Yeah.
So it just turned me off all the way.
Yeah. So what do you think,
like,
Tamara? What
them?
Do you think? You know, what do you? How can you answer
it was
this?
Styling. It had a lot to do with just where I was in my life. What he liked to do on his downtime. Who he liked to watch Cops. Who the hell likes to watch Cops on their downtime? I'm like, I want to know what footprint you're leaving on this earth. Like, what are you doing to change the world? Big,
yeah.
little, small.
Yeah.
Like, you. I want you to focus on those passions. Like me. That's what I'm. So we weren't there. We didn't click on those levels. And it just, for me, was like, I tried to, you know, because I don't necessarily have a list, but I do uh-huh. realize that there's certain things that I like.
Yes, yes.
So I tried to see, like, he was a nice guy, but he just wasn't for me.
Yeah. What do you think, Tamara, with Liz's question?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't agree
media.
More with this whole social media or online dating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard wonderful stories where they've worked out beautiful, but literally you're in an altered reality,
right?
So this
yeah.
is some kind of virtual reality when you're just texting or when you're just, you know, trying to get to know each other through social media.
Yeah.
It's no replacement for the real deal.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it really isn't. And so one of the things, I mean, I love it. You want that raw, that connection, that chemistry that's right in front of you. And sometimes it can happen through some social media, but social media is just a tool, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't replace the real experience that you're yearning for. So one of the things that I used to do, and I'm in one of the most yummy, juicy relationships ever that have challenged us to the brinks and brought us back, you know, from hell to heaven and everything in between. And it's messy and it's exciting and it's downtime and it's changed the world, or it's sitting right next to me, put your head on my lap and let me rub your hair. I mean, it's the downtime too that's so invigorating.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I did was really get in touch with source, you know, the source of all creation. For me, there's no substitute for that. And whatever you call it, you know, universal intelligence, God, whatever that is for you, I mean, to really tap into the creator of your being already knows exactly what you need and what's going to be better than anything you could make a list for, anything you could dream up, any criterias that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to take the leap, okay, because this is a leap of faith. It really is.
Yes.
To put yourself out there and say, either I'm gonna fly, or I'm gonna die. Right? I'm gonna go flat on the ground. Okay. But I'm gonna trust that the creator of the universe, the creator of me, knows something far greater than my little minute mind or perception or skills or tools or rules or anything that's set up for me to guarantee some kind of success. My creator knows so much better than anything I could come up with. And I'm telling you, it's going to be better than you could imagine. So you're halfway decent? No way. Okay?
Yeah.
So the thing is, I mean, God knows exactly what is going to light you up. I mean, there's nothing that makes, I believe, God happier than his children just being elated and in love.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing of a substitute for being in love. And when you allow yourself to ride that wave, to take the risk, to say, God, you know what? I don't know, but I know you know, and I'm open. And then let God surprise you.
I know.
Be surprised. Yeah. You don't want some packaged deal that you're going to have to choose between. Let God surprise you, and don't worry about the package and the way it shows up, because whatever comes out from what's inside that package, you're going to go
crazy. You know what's funny? Whoa. You telling me this, I just did a show with Yolanda Hadid. In fact, Jessica was one of our producers, and she was just telling us and sharing with us how she met the guy. Like she wrote down and really prayed and manifested the guy that she wants to be with. So she wrote on a piece of paper, I think 10 characters or some characters that she, you know, that she liked from a man, and manifested that. She really took her time for 2 years and not really date anyone. And all of a sudden, and she's a very, you know, religious person as well. And all of a sudden, like one day, this guy knocked on her door, and it was the right man that she, the characters had, the whatever characteristic that she wrote on her note was the that guy had it. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And she wasn't looking for it. Like he just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, she put it out in the universe.
Yeah, and knocked on, you know, his door. And
see, that is what is so beautiful. Anything that you're wanting as a characteristic in someone else, make sure it's in you first.
Yeah, but how about Tamara? How about I know. How about nowadays? There's a lot of this whole what they call this nagging or benching and ghosting, and most of these guys are expecting these girls to have sex with them.
I feel like social media is very sexualized. You know,
yes,
you're only
going
to get the best picture. You're only going to get the body, you know, girls that want to show off their body to a certain extent. And because it's very sexualized and certain women are putting themselves out there for specific reasons, whether it's monetarily or to be in a relationship with an athlete or someone who does have money, it's difficult for someone who's like, slender me. I'm part of the itty bitty titty and booty committee, okay? So I'm not, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't even pay attention to some of those guys, but I do find that the best relationships that I have experienced were when I was least expecting anyone, you know? Any of those connections that worked for me was when I least expected it, or it literally just came out of the blue. And one of my male friends actually told me, he said, you'll meet the guy when you're where you want to be in your life.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you guys believe in that?
Yes,
yeah. Like once he told me that, it just completely changed my perspective. And I was like, you know what? That makes so much sense.
Yes.
And then that's why I'm like, I've just been career driven, focused on what I want. And then eventually, because honestly, I never saw myself with anyone. It was just me, my success and comfortability, you know, my family.
Yeah.
I never really saw myself with anyone. But I have been in great relationships where it's like, okay, you know, I could see myself in a great, fruitful, loving relationship, you know, for the rest of my life with someone. Mm-hmm. But the time isn't necessarily now for me, you know.
Cool.
Sure,
so you're not really...
Oh, my God. You couldn't have said it any better. You know, one of the best movies out. Have you guys seen the movie I Feel Pretty?
No.
With Amy Schumer?
No.
It's new. It just came out, right?
Yeah. You've got the greatest attitude of any woman ever.
Wow.
When you have the confidence that you know whatever package it is that you've shown up with, and you're not twisting yourself to be anything different than who God wonderfully and beautifully made you as, and you see that beauty in the mirror looking back at you, and you're like looking at the mirror going, oh, I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay,
and do that five times.
Yeah,
with or without makeup.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you just
just woke up and you got your hair going every which way to Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. What is your problem with this? I mean, with the whole, you know, dating thing.
Yeah, what's your experience?
Yeah, what's your experience?
I hate dating. I really do. Yeah. I hate dating. I hate going on dates. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at, like, putting myself out there,
same.
I would say. I feel like I know what I want from somebody, and the second I meet somebody and they do one little thing, I'm so turned off.
Really?
And it's so bad because I try to be open and try to be like, okay, you know, like, this is a new thing. I'm, like, just meeting this guy, blah, blah, blah. And he'll do something or he'll say something, and I'm like, no.
Right.
Done.
Yeah.
And it's really? So bad. Yeah. But it's like, I already know what I want from somebody.
Okay.
So I feel like I don't want to waste my time.
Right. That's so true.
Or I have the opposite. No. I have that happens. And I meet somebody and I'm like into them, and then it's like, they're not into me. You know? And then I'm like, what?
I know that feeling.
Yeah, why is that?
It never ends up happening.
Yeah.
Why is that, Tamara? I think that happened to me when I was younger. When I'm into someone, they're not into me. And then when you're not, then they're into you, right?
I realize I also kind of like the thrill of the chase. Because sometimes I might be into someone, and if I find out that they're into me, then it turns me off. Because I'm like, okay, then I can kind of have you.
See, I think these girls like bad boys.
Yeah. No. I like an in-between. Mm-hmm. Give me a medium. Like, I'm from New York, so you have to have a little street, a little bad boy in you somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But doesn't have to necessarily be all the time.
Yeah.
What we like to say is we like a guy with a suit in the day and Timberlands at night.
I like that. Hey, I want to share with you a friend of mine, actually, who I thought he's gorgeous, good-looking guy. He used to model. And I always have this thing that when a guy is 40 years old, never marry the guy.
40?
40. It means there's something wrong with him. But then again, now I just found out he's already like 42 years old, gorgeous man, and he's actually getting married.
Wow.
And guess what? And he's like the most, he was like the most womanizer, because he's gorgeous. He's like the most womanizer guy in LA, and he like dated every single model, beautiful model.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out he's getting married, and guess what?
How
Why is
she?
He getting married to this girl? Because this girl hadn't had sex with him for almost a year.
She hadn't had sex with him?
No.
Well, good.
I know.
I believe in that.
And the guy, because this girl, she's very religious, and she said that I will not do anything. And so this guy, at first, he was like, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy. Why are you not having sex with me? It's like, because it's my, you know, religion. We can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, like, tried to like date her on and off because, you know, he wants to have sex. And finally at the end, like finally he just said, okay, he's proposing to her and he's marrying her. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
But what if their sex is awful?
No, but you know why? Because
that's a risk she's willing to take.
No, you know why? Because if you learn about
the chemistry,
it's not all about sex anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about knowing each other. Because that's the hard part. When you start with sex, and then he's good in bed, then what happened is it's all in your mind that, oh my God, I'm in love with him, but you're really not in love with him.
You're in lust.
You're in lust with him.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know, and comparing it to being with the person for like a couple of months or getting married, and that's when, it's more than sex now. It's more of like relationship. It's more of like the intimacy between the two of you. Because when you don't have sex, all you want to do is to learn,
and communicate.
And communicate and learn about each other, right, Tamara?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I mean, when I started dating my husband, I mean, literally for that entire year, I mean, of course we were intimate and kissing and things like that, but there's something that gets released in your brain. It's called oxytocin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you have sex with someone, I mean, it is like this bonding glue between the two of you.
Yeah.
Now for women, that lasts until your next period. For men, because it's like, hey, I don't need them to, you know, raise a baby.
Yeah.
And then for men, it lasts for 2 to 3 days. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
And what happens for a woman when there isn't a commitment, many times, and this isn't every woman, but many times it does a hit on her self-esteem. So when your self-esteem is hit like that,
okay,
it doesn't make you nearly as attractive. So I would withhold just for that one reason alone. Because there is something about when you withhold that, there's something that he can trust that when he's with you, you'll withhold that with other men. You know, that you're going to be his. You're going to be, he's going to be yours.
Yes.
And you're not having this fear that, oh, that, and, you know, sex could just take anybody out of the relationship, because you've developed, you've established so much more of a beautiful relationship that's dependent on that. Because let me tell you something. I mean, sex is just mechanics. And when you're in love, you'll be great. You'll be great for the person that you are meant to be with. That is never a concern that you have to have if somebody's going to be good and bad or not. When you love this person, they are going to be amazing, and you have peace in your heart, and you feel that strong connection, and it is like God ordained and stamped. You don't have to worry.
So, meaning, if the guy's ghosting you or benching you or negging you, forget about him. You know,
he sucks,
like,
anyway.
Move on, and don't stop
sweating.
Stop thinking about them. You know, whoever, you know, for all you ladies out there, single women, if you're like, why is he not texting me back? Why is he not calling me back? You know what? If the guy is not texting you back and not calling you back, it means he's not into you. Because even if he's the president of the most, like, the biggest company in this whole world, if they really like you, they will have time to call you and text you back. Trust me, I've dated a lot of guys out there.
My mom says she raised my sisters and I to believe that you are the prize. So if they're not into you, you know, there's no such thing as chasing. You go about your business and keep your head strong and on to the next.
I know. And
you don't want to be with anybody who doesn't want to be with you.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Good day.
Feel the power in that.
I know.
You really don't want to be with anybody who doesn't want to be with you.
That's so
true. You don't have to be.
You heard that, girls?
Yeah, listen. All right. I have those issues.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tamara.
We have to wrap up.
God bless you. You angels.
You
go out there and have a wonderful time, and trust.
Yes.
Trust the universe. Trust that God knows exactly what you need. Keep being your amazing self.
Yes.
Go see that movie, I Feel Pretty.
We will.
Amy Schumer.
For sure.
I mean, that guy's, she's got it down, okay? And just know that you are incredibly, wonderfully, and beautifully made, and God has the perfect partner for you. Trust, and all will be well with your soul.
Thank you so much, Tamara. Oh, and by the way,
you're welcome.
You girls out there, if you want to know more about dating, grab this book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman.
So many gems in that book.
Okay, if you're single, the one thing I want to leave you with is this. Be honest. I'm not just talking about being truthful about who you are when you meet someone, but also be truthful with yourself about what is it you're looking for. And if your friends offer to set you up with someone, be honest with them as well. All you're doing is wasting everyone's time, including your own, if you're lying about what you want. I think the best way to meet someone is for a friend to find you a blind date. I think for me, that's the best, because your friend knows who you are, someone that you trust. You know, like, you know, when you go out, you're like, okay, I can introduce you to this friend. I mean, for me, okay, I'm not a, what do you call that, an online whatever
expert.
I'm not an online person, so I'd rather have someone introduce me to someone, to somebody, or you know. Although I met my guy, husband in a bar. But anyway, tip of the day: I wrote this in my book. We women try to put too much pressure on finding Mr. Right rather than enjoy Mr. Right. Worse yet, sometimes we're far too willing to go to great lengths just because we think we like someone. Remember that you are beautiful and that your body and mind are your own. So don't give away ownership of those things right away. Preserve it. I know we all have needs. I know we need sex. But no,
Remember, your vagina is a precious cargo, so don't just give it away. Maybe the next time you meet someone, hold off to the sex part and let's see what happens. Right?
Yes,
I know
absolutely.
A lot of women will not agree to
this. No, I agree. Friends first. Friends
but
first.
Trust me, if you preserve it, trust me, it will come, okay? So remember, Polish women, love one another. Let's try to give love to the first person you see today after watching and listening to my podcast show. Yay!
Yay! Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, girls. You. Hey, let's yes. cheers.
Cheers.
Sorry, Tamara, we have champagne here. Yes. So we're like, cheers. We'll cheers for you.
thank you, Angel.
Thank you.
Wow, she's like...
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.